Morning.
Can you believe it's Monday again? July the 15th, 2024, in the year of our Lord. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Let's begin the morning and the week before the Lord Jesus in consecration. Just laying our lives before Him. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, On Calling Your Own Fouls and When an Apology is Not an Apology. Our text is Acts chapter 23 this week, verses 1 through 5 today. Hear now the word of the Lord. Paul looked straight at the Sanhedrin and said, My brothers, I have fulfilled my duty to God in all good conscience to this day. At this, the high priest Ananias ordered those standing near Paul to strike him on the mouth. Then Paul said to him, God will strike you, you whitewashed wall. You sit there to judge me according to the law, yet you yourself violate the law by commanding that I be struck? Those who were standing near Paul said, How dare you insult God's high priest? Paul replied, Brothers, I did not realize that he was the high priest, for it is written, Do not speak evil about the ruler of your people. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. When it came to the knowledge and application of Scripture, Paul was a model of consistency. We can also say he was even-handed. In today's text, he calls out the hypocrisy of the high priest, noting he was violating the very law by which he was judging Paul. Then Paul realized he was violating the law by which he was judging the high priest. A mark of maturity is the humility required to own your foul when someone calls it on you. Here we see two men equally schooled and skilled in the Mosaic law, Paul and Ananias. One seems to violate the law with impunity in the name of enforcing it. The other seems to practically call his own foul with a citation of the statute violated. Two things I've noticed about people over the years. Many will own fault when it is not their fault in order to maintain peace. Many will not own their fault, but rather qualify or justify themselves when they are at fault to maintain power or perhaps to avoid shame. How is it that so often these two people marry each other? This dynamic is dysfunctional and creates oppressive family systems and community structures. As the followers of Jesus, when we miss the mark or commit the foul, we need to get good at confessing the following. I was wrong. I am sorry. It was my fault. Let's take it one step further. The confession, if I wronged or hurt you, I'm sorry, is not an apology. Nor is an apology with a justification or qualified explanation an apology. One more thing. Note how Paul continues to address his avowed adversaries throughout this conversation. He calls them, quote, my brothers. Paul knew they hated him, considered him apostate, wanted him dead, and regarded him as an abomination. He called them my brothers. In this whole episode, Paul doesn't try to prove anything or win an argument. He simply bore witness to God in good conscience, fulfilling his duty. Paul doesn't seem to hate them, nor do we have any evidence he slandered them in good passive-aggressive Christian form, i.e. behind their backs when he got the chance. For Paul, love was not a soft and easy sentiment. Paul knew love was the hardcore bottom line of the life hid with Christ in God. Love is not soft. Love is hard. Here's a mark of Holy Spirit maturity in a follower of Jesus. You no longer have anything to prove, only something and someone to become like. That something is the hardcore road meets the rubber love of God. And yes, that someone to become like, I think we know who that is. Here's a mark. Well, when we start calling our own fouls, we will know we are at least getting a little closer. The prayer of transformation. Lord Jesus, I am your witness. I long to be like you. Thank you for showing me the secret is not in trying harder or striving more, but in simply abandoning myself to you who has abandoned himself to me. The secret is you in me, Lord. So to that end, I receive your righteousness and release my sinfulness. I receive your wholeness and release my brokenness. I receive your fullness and release my emptiness. I receive your peace and release my anxiety. I receive your joy and release my despair. I receive your healing and release my sickness. I receive your love and release my selfishness. Yes, Jesus, I receive your humility and release my pridefulness. Come, Holy Spirit, transform my heart, mind, soul, and strength, so that my consecration becomes your demonstration, that our lives become your sanctuary, for the glory of God our Father. Amen. The journal prompts today, how hard is it for you to admit you're wrong without endlessly needing to justify yourself or qualify your apology? Are you the type to apologize when it's not your fault? Why is that? Are you the type who tries to justify yourself and absolve your fault when you have done wrong or missed the mark? And why is that? For our hymn today, we're going to sing a classic. More Love to Thee. It's number 588 in our Seedbed Hymnal, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. 588. There are four verses. More Love to Thee. More love to Thee, O Christ. More love to Thee. Hear Thou the prayer I make on bended knee. This is my earnest plea. More love, O Christ, to Thee. More love to Thee. More love to Thee. Once earthly joy I craved, sought peace and rest. Now Thee alone I seek, give what is best. This all my prayer shall be, more love, O Christ, to Thee. More love to Thee, more love to Thee. Let sorrow do its work, calm grief and pain. Sweet are Thy messengers, sweet their refrain. When they can sing with me, more love, O Christ, to Thee, more love to Thee, more love to Thee. Then shall my latest breath whisper Thy praise. This be the parting cry my heart shall raise. This still its prayer shall be, more love, O Christ, to Thee. More love to Thee. More love to Thee. Amen. Hadn't sung that one probably in about a year. Let's see here. We sang it on July the 3rd, 2023 here on the Wake Up Call. So, yeah, that's our anniversary. More love to Thee. What a prayer. And, you know, all this, there's so much just wisdom in the Lord and His Word. And this this picture of Paul today is, it's compelling. Calling your own fouls, owning your faults. I don't know, I've lived a lot of my life. I would apologize, but I would really need to justify it. I'd need to sort of explain it to make sure that they knew that even though I apologized, I wasn't really wrong. I had a reason. That's just worthless, really. And I get that from people a lot. The other day, I got pulled over. I was in Cabot in Arkansas, my sister's. I was just rushing through the neighborhood, and man, this police officer, I met him on the road, and I waved at him, and I just kept going. I had my praise music. I was singing Elevation, you know, as long as I'm living, I've got a reason to pray. Praise the Lord. Oh, my. So I was just going to town singing praise the Lord. Came through a roundabout, rounded the top of the hill, and on my way down, I just heard something, looked in my rearview mirror. There was that policeman, lights flashing, siren blaring. I'm like, oh, my. Pulled over, he came up to the car, and boy, he was not happy with me. He said, you know, I passed you back there, and you were going a little about 30 miles an hour, speed limit's 25. He said, and then when you got past me, you sped up. He said, I clocked you at 37 in a 25. He said, do you not know this is a neighborhood? There are kids playing all around here. He was mad, and I knew it, and I knew I was wrong, and I just said, you know what? You're right. I'm wrong. I don't have any excuse. I apologize. I'm sorry, because I'm disrespecting the law, the neighborhood, the parents, and you. And I just owned it. I just, I'm like, no, guilty as charged. And then I said, but I tell you what, do you have any mercy for me today? Because I could sure use it. And that kind of caught him off guard a little bit. He went back to his car, and then he came back up to the window, and he said he was mad. He was still mad. He said, what's it going to take for you to slow down? He said, do you know that you've had 3 warnings in the past 4 years? And he starts giving me the dates of warnings I had gotten for speeding. And I just kind of was dumbfounded there. It was like I was facing the judgment. And I just kind of, I don't know, I had an epiphany right there. I said, you know, all these times before when I've probably done the same thing, admitted I was wrong and asked for mercy, I'm like, it just hit me. Those weren't confessions. Those were just admissions of guilt. It's a very different thing. And I said, I just kind of smiled and I said, you know what it's going to take? It's going to take repentance. I'm actually going to have to turn my ways around. And then he said, why are you smiling at me? He said, and he stormed back to his car. And I'm like, oh, man. I'm going to get the book thrown at me here. And after a few minutes, he came up to the car. He had a piece of paper in his hand, and he said, you've got to slow down. I'm giving you a warning today. And I thanked him. And I'm like, you know what? This time I will praise the Lord. This time I will repent. And I, you know, even though I felt like 25 is just too slow for that neighborhood, I go, I'm not going a mile over it. And I don't know. It was a stark occasion for me. It was a turning point. And that's a symbol. You know what? I just had become indifferent to the law, to the speed limit. I guess I thought it didn't apply to me. I guess I thought, you know, I'm a good driver. I guess I thought, well, I'm watching for kids and I'm ready to stop and I've got, you know, superstar reflexes. And meanwhile, I'm probably texting on my phone while I'm going through the neighborhood too. And I just realized that there's a bigger thing at play here. And it comes down to saying, you know what? I'm sorry. I was wrong. my fault. But then it turns into, it has to turn into actual change. And when we make the confession, the grace is actually given to us to repent, to turn. Sin has lost its power. It holds its rogue authority because we have lost our nerve. I should say, I have lost my nerve. I've lost my will to yield to God, to turn, to repent. Yeah. Well, I think you see what I'm saying here today. And it's bigger than a speeding ticket or a warning. This cuts to the very nature of transformation, doesn't it? And Jesus in us is always willing to be humble and to lead us in that self-same humility, which is his. And boy, do I need that. And I hear some of you saying, I need it too. Well, it's Monday. We got a week ahead of us to be honest and truthful and repentant and full of love and grace and power. This is what causes people to believe in God when they see this happen in real life. I'm sure that cop's probably remembering me today. And I thank God for him. Well, get your seeds, friends. I've got mine. I'll see you on the field today. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.